إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. من بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في هذا الدرس السادس من شرح أصول السنة للإمام أحمد رحمه الله. I welcome all of you in our sixth class. Still reading from the explanation of أصول السنة, the foundation of the سنة of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله by our noble Sheikh Al-Walid ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. Tonight we're going to start learning about al-iman bil-qadr, the next fundamental principle that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah mentioned in his book Usul al-Sunnah, is to have faith and to believe in the qadr, it's good and it's evil. Qala rahimahullah, qala al-imam Ahmad rahimahullah, ومن السنة اللازمة التي من ترك منها خصلة لم يقبلها ويؤمن بها لم يكن من أهلها الإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره والتصديق بالأحاديث فيه والإيمان بها لا يقال لما ولا كيف إنما هو التصديق والإيمان بها. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala says, and it is from the binding necessary sunnah, which whoever leaves a single matter from it, or has not accepted in its totality, has not believed in it, and is not from its people, then it is not from its people. To affirm the hadith related to it, to this matter that he's going to mention, which is that matter is to have faith in Qadr, the divine predecree, both its good and its evil, and to affirm the ahadith related to it, meaning to the belief in the Qadr, and to have faith in them. It is not to be said why or how, and it is but attestation to the truthfulness of such narrations, and having faith in them. And having faith in them. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله انتبهوا لهذا هذه الفقرة مهمة جدا. Just pay attention now, because this paragraph is very important. It's very important. This section here is very important. الإمام أحمد سيصف لنا أصولا من ترك شيئا منها فليس من أهل السنة. يعني يقول الشيخ حفظه الله يخرج عن دائرة السنة إلى البدعة. تنبهوا لهذا. الشيخ said, pay attention, الشيخ ربيع. He says, because in this section, it is so important because the Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he described for us some principles that if a person leave off any of these principles, so he is not from the people of Sunnah. He is not from the people of Sunnah. And if he is not from the people of Sunnah, he said he leaves the circle of the Sunnah to the innovation. He leaves the circle of Sunnah to the innovation. Said, pay clear attention to this. Pay attention to this. قال فإذا تركها كلها أو معظمها فهذا هو البلاء. He says, these matters that the Shaykh and these principles that he's mentioning in this section, which is the iman in the qadr, to believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خيرهِ وشرهِ, the good and the bad of it, said, whoever forsake this principle, all of it, or some of it. Of course, this is a calamity that's going to befall that person. لم يقبلها, doesn't accept it, or refuse it, don't believe in these principles. So he's not from the people of Sunnah. قال إذا لم يكن من أهل السنة يكون من أهل البدع والضلال والعياذ بالله. And the Shaykh said, if a person is not from the people of Sunnah, therefore he's going to be with the people of innovation and the people who went astray and they are misguided. And he said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being among such people. Ameen. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وأنتم تعرفون أن البدعة تنقسم إلى كبائر وصغائر وإلى شرك وإلى إلحاد وإلى بلاء كما يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله البدعة مشتقة من الكفر وآيلة إليه. Then the Shaykh حفظه الله, he says, and you know that innovation also is different categories. There is a great innovations, there is minor ones, there is innovations that are shirk wa'iyadu billah and atheism. And as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says the bid'ah, the innovation, branches off kufr. It branches off disbelief and he goes and returns to it. Ayna. والبدعة تقوم على الهوى والضلال. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says innovation is established upon following desires and upon misguidance. Look at the sunnah is established upon proofs. If a person wants to be upon guidance, نعم, but has to be upon principles that are based on texts from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But the bid'ah is established upon hawa, people following their desires, walayyadu billah, people following their desires. And he mentioned the ayah 23 in Surah Al-Jathiyah. قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَعَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَى سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَى بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Have you seen him who takes his own lust, his vain desires as his God, and Allah knowing him as such left him astray and sealed his hearing and his heart and put a cover on his sight? Who then will guide him after Allah? Will you not then remember? قال فنعوذ بالله من اتباع الهوى. He says we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from following these vain desires. قال ولهذا سمى أهل السنة أهل البدع بأهل الأهواء لأنهم خالفوا دين الله واتبعوا أهواءهم. That's why the people of Sunnah, who adhere to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after the Prophet ﷺ, they name the people of innovations as the people of ahwa, meaning the people of innovations, they follow their desires. Because they call them that because they oppose the deen of Allah. Okay, by following their vain desires and their lusts. وهؤلاء مثل الخوارج والروافد والمعتزلة والجهمية والمرجئة والصوفية الحلولية أو أهل وحدة الوجود أو عباد القبور أو ما شكل ذلك. كل هذه بدع وضلالات مخالفة لنصوص الكتاب والسنة ومخالفة لأصول السنة وقواعدها. Shaykh gives some examples of those six that they are not from Ahlul Sunnah, and therefore they are from the people of innovation. And because they follow their desires. They oppose the text and follow their desires, such as Khawarij, such as Al-Rawafid, Al-Rafid, the Shia, who are mainly in Iran, but they are to be found in many places as well. May Allah suffice us their evil.
Ameen.
The Mu'tazila and Jahmiyyah, the Murji'ah and the Sufis with all of their branches. Wal-iyadu billah. Those who believe in Hululiyyah, which consists, they say that Allah comes in the form of His creation, wal-iyadu billah, and Wahdat al-Wujud, the omnipresence, and those who are grave worshippers, and the like. All of these are innovations and misguidances that opposes clearly the text of the book and the Sunnah, and they oppose the foundations of the Sunnah and its principles. So the first of these principles, that if someone is not accepting them, believing them, acting upon them, he is not from the people of Sunnah, and therefore he is from the people of innovation, al-imanu bil-qadr. Believe in the qadr. فَالَّذِي لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ Shaykh Rabih Hafidhahullah, he says, the one who does not believe in the qadr, he is not from the people of Sunnah. لِأَنَّهُ تَرَكَ خَصْلَةً عَظِيمًا وَأَصْلًا عَظِيمًا أُصُولِ السُّنَّةِ Because this person has left a great fundamental principle from the foundations of the Sunnah. الإيمان بالقدر to believe in the قدر والإيمان بالقدر يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله ركن من أركان الإيمان نعم having faith and believe in the قدر it is a pillar from the pillars of إيمان there are six pillars of إيمان this is one of them to believe in the قدر وقد دل على ذلك كتاب الله وسنة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. So then we have proofs from the book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shaykh he mentioned a couple of proofs. For instance, he mentioned the ayah 12 in Surah Yasin. قال الله تعالى إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ And all things we have recorded with numbers in a clear book. The Shaykh he mentioned only the last part of this ayah. قَلْ فَكُلُّ حَادِثٍ يَحْدُثْ قَدْ عَلِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَجَّلَهُ فِي اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ نعم, everything that happened. The Shaykh he says, every incident that takes place, Allah knows it, knew it, already before it happened. And it is already with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the lawh al-mahfuz. In the lawh al-mahfuz. What do they call them in English? The preserved tablet? Naam, the preserved tablet, but I prefer to say lawh al-mahfuz. So remember that. وكذلك من أدلة القدر the ayah 49 in سورة القمر قال الله تعالى إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر verily we have created all things with قدر the divine preordainment of all things before their creation as written in the book of decree the book of decrees اللوح المحفوظ اللوح المحفوظ قال وجبريل أرسله الله تبارك وتعالى إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقرر هذا في اللقاء لما جاء جبريل عليه السلام وجلس إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء ليقرر أصول الدين وأركانه التي يبنى عليها ويشاد عليها Says, and in the hadith, the famous hadith of Jibreel, known the hadith of Jibreel, alayhi salam, when he came and sat in front of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came in the form of a man. The hadith is well known. He came in that gathering, in that sitting with the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to establish the foundation of the religion, and its pillar that is built upon. سَأَلَهُ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The first question he asked him about Islam. What is Islam? Inform me about Islam. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْإِسْلَامُ أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَتُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةَ وَتُؤْتِي الزَّكَاةَ وَتَصُومَ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحْجَّ الْبَيْتَ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said to him, Islam is that you bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. To establish the prayer, to give the zakat, to fast in the month of Ramadan, and to perform the Hajj. قال ما الإيمان. Then he asked him another question. What is إيمان? قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. This hadith is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam al-Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ, he said to him that إيمان, that you believe in Allah and in His angels, His books, His messengers. To believe in the Qadr, it's good and it's bad from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنَ الْأُصُولِ الَّتِي مَنْ تَرَكَ مِنْهَا خَصْلَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. So, once again, he mentioned the statement of Imam Ahmad in his book, Usul al-Sunnah, that is from the binding and necessary sunnah and foundations, which whoever leaves a single matter from it, is what? Is al-qadr billah. Al-imanu bil-qadr. Al-imanu bil-qadr khayrihi wa sharrihi. To believe in the qadr. It's good and it's bad. يقول الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فعلى المؤمن أن يؤمن بأن القدر كله خيره وشره من الله خيره وشره من الله تبارك وتعالى. He says, it is incumbent upon the believer to have firm and sound belief in the Qadr, all of it, that the decree is from Allah. The good things that happen and the bad things that happen, happen by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وقد تكلم شيخ الإسلام بن تيمية رحمه الله في الواسطية وغيرها عن القدر وأنه درجات. He says, Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in his book Al-Wasitiyya, and other than it, and also other ulama, they talk about the Qadr. And that it is levels. فالدرجة الأولى علم الله المحيط بكل شيء. علم الله بعلمه القديم الأزلي كل شيء من مخلوقاته صغيره وكبيره دقيقه وجليله. The first level consists of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Encompass everything. Allah has knowledge of all of His creation. Aynam. Whether those humongous amongst them, mighty creatures, or small. Those who are manifested to the people, those that you don't see them, like now you need microscope and things. But Allah knows everything. For instance, you see a tree, you see the, but you don't see the cells inside of that tree. Don't see that. You see a human being walking. Or even we narrow that. The blood come out of your finger. You cut your finger or something, and you see drops of blood, right? But that's all we see with our eyes. But if you take that drop of blood under the microscope, many species, subhanAllah, that Allah put in the blood, amazingly. Aynam. And every one of them has a job they do and has a task, and if one of those little things is missing, or if it's found more than what Allah has decreed for it, you got a problem. The body shut down. Amazing, subhanAllah. Yeah, try to learn about your body. That's going to get you closer to Allah. You know? You don't have to ask your doctor anymore. Google it. Go on the internet and put what's the what is the role of the blood in the body, for example, and you see what's in the body. That's only what they know. You know, that's only what Allah allowed them to know. Because with that, you don't say that's it, that's all. No, they will never know everything. Now what all these cells and this blood cells and red cells and all of these mitochondria and plasmas and all this, yeah, it's amazing. How many and the numbers and how they function and how they cooperate with one another. And this one transport the nutrition, this one transport the O2, this one CO2. SubhanAllah, it's amazing. Amazing. And the body creates so many cells by millions and billions. By billions. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. ثم سجل ذلك في كتاب محفوظ. نعم. And then Allah has recorded all of this in the book of decrees. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في صحيح مسلم قدر الله مقادير كل شيء قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. Allah decreed all that will happen. Everything. In proportions before the creation of the heavens and the earth, subhanAllah, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, everything is done with. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له أكتب قال ما أكتب قال أكتب ما يكون وما هو كائن إلى قيام الساعة. Likewise, he mentioned, the Shaykh Rabih Hawassana mentioned the other hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud, that the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah created the pen. The first he creates is the pen, and he said to it, write. The pen said, what should I write? What is that I'm to write? He says, write مَا يَكُونُ مَهُوَ كَائِنِ لَقِيَمْ سَعَى. Whatever will take place. Aynan. Whatever is already taking place and that which will take place until the establishment of the hour. Of course, the hadith says, أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقْ. The ulama, they have difference of opinions between who was created first, the al-arsh, or the qalam, the throne, or the pen. So this is not the time to elaborate on that. فَكَتَبَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى كُلَّ الْمَعْلُومَاتِ لَتِي عَلِمَهَا بِعِلْمِهِ الشَّامِلِ الْمُحِيطِ فِي اللَّوْحِ الْمَحْفُوظِ. نعم, Allah wrote everything. Everything is recorded in the book of decrees. نعم, because his knowledge encompasses all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah 59, the ayah in Surah Al-An'am. In Surah Al-An'am. قال الله تعالى وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. And with him are the keys of the غيب, all that is hidden. None knows them but he, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but he knows it somehow. Not a leaf. You know how many leaves right now? Especially we're in the season. We just like rake them and stuff. That's it. But Allah knows every leaf when it falls. SubhanAllah. There is not a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is written in a clear record. Allahu Akbar. And also the Shaykh, Hafidhahullah, he mentioned the ayah in Surah Luqman. In Surah Luqman, the ayah number 16. قال الله تعالى as Luqman, he was advising his son. So Allah narrated to us his story, and he says, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. O my son, if it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, and though it be in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Allah will bring it forth. Verily Allah is subtle in bringing out that grain, well aware of its place. فالله عليم بكل شيء ودون هذه الأشياء كلها في اللوح المحفوظ. Allah's knowledge encompasses all things. Allah have knowledge of all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all that which take place and will take place is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is written in the book of decrees, اللوح المحفوظ. ثم الدرجة الثانية, the second level of qadr, الإيمان بمشيئة الله العامة الشاملة لكل الأشياء وكل المرادات التي يشاؤها الله سبحانه وتعالى. To have belief that Allah wills for these things to happen. So therefore nothing happens without Allah's will. And if Allah wills something, it will happen. والإيمان بقدرته التي يخلق بها كل الأشياء فما من معدوم أو موجود سابقا أو لاحقا صغيرا أو كبيرا قولا أو فعلا حركة أو سكونا لا يحصل إلا بمشيئة الله ولا يوجد إلا بخلق الله وإيجاده إياه بمشيئته وقدرته التي لا يعجزها شيء. With that, in this category also you believe in the qudra of Allah. Allah having the ability to create all of these things. Things that doesn't exist, Allah bring them to existence. Anything that already existing or yet to exist later on in a time that is appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it to happen and to be brought to existence, whether it be small or big, whether it be statements or actions, every move, okay, when every move that happens, not just the move of the people, and even the thing that doesn't move, the movement and, what you say, sukoon? What is the opposite of movement?
Stillness.
The stillness, the motionless, and the movements, nothing happened without Allah's will. Things are moving, they're moving by Allah's will. Things are not moving, they're not moving because Allah willed them not to move. SubhanAllah. Some people, they say, because of the wind. The wind comes and some stuff don't move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wind, they just a mean. Okay? The wind, yes, they are seven. Allah sent the wind and certain things are gone, but certain things don't move. And nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does all things. Okay? وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ الرُّسُلُ وَأَنْزَلَ الْكُتُبُ يُكَلِّفُ الْعِبَادَ بِأَوَامِرُ وَنَوَاهٍ وَعَقَائِدُ وَعِبَادَاتُ وَمَا شَكَلَ ذَلِكَ. And with all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers and revealed to them books, commanding in these books and these messages his servants and to do things and to stay away from others. Such of these commands, belief, matters of belief, actions of worship and the like. فَالْمُطِيعُ يُطِيعُ بِاخْتِيَارِهِ وَإِرَادَتِهِ وَذَلِكَ لَا يُنَافِي مَشِيئَةَ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So the obedient, the one who's obedient and obey these commands of Allah, the one who obey the messengers, okay, those who obey the messengers, they do it because they choose to. Allah give them a will to choose. And this doesn't oppose or contradict the will of Allah. And here the Shaykh, he didn't mention much about this is a clear refutation, by the way, to remember against deviant groups from the Qadariyya. And there is two major deviant groups in the Qadariyya. There is Al-Jabriyya and Nufat. There are those who they say that the people are obliged to do this action. They have no choice because Allah has written everything. Since they are already written 50,000 years before the creation of the heaven and the earth, so this poor man here who's drinking alcohol, they said he has no choice. Allah decreed this before he was born. You see, they say, look, man, they bring the ayats, ahadith, it's finished. You know, this man, before even his father was born, it is written that this man is going to be drinking alcohol. He knows drinking alcohol is bad, but he has nothing to do about it. It's decreed by Allah. You see how they do it? Shaitan got him. But yes, it is decreed. Allah knows it. But Allah is al-adl. لا يظلم ربك أحدا. Allah does not oppress anyone. But Allah gave the people intellect, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on, to choose between what is good and what is bad. See? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, that person who uses the qadr as a proof, you cannot use the qadr to justify negligence and sins. Calamity came, hurricane came and killed people, destroyed, qadr of Allah. Nah, I mean, you have nothing to do with it. You were born a man, not a woman, that's the qadr of Allah. Okay? You were born, you didn't choose your parents. He just didn't. He didn't choose the country you were born in. Right or wrong? Right. Yeah, that's Allah. That's the decree. Al-Qada al-Kawni. Shaykh al-Adamin rahimahu ta'ala, he said to his people, okay, alright, mashallah, that's your car. Yeah, nice car. Let me see the keys. That's mine. No. Qadar asri. It was yours this morning, now it's mine. The Qadar of Allah is decreed by Allah. If he says, okay, take it, you know he's a foolish. Alright? But if he says, look, man, it doesn't work like that, it doesn't work like that, then you know this man, he just fell on his desires. And that's what they usually do. He says, no, man, it doesn't work like that. Oh, yeah, drinking alcohol, it works, but see what I'm talking about? So the ulama, he says, you cannot use the qadr to justify as a justification for negligence or person falling into sin. People don't pray. Why don't you pray? Don't you know you're supposed to pray? Ah, yes, this. Why don't you pray? Qadar, akhi. Allah has decreed for you to pray, man, but for him not to pray.
Yeah, right.
You're like, akhi, come on, man, what are you talking about? But the same person, while he's driving, and he stops at the red light, okay? And he don't go on the other lanes, that stays in his lanes, you know. And when he see a hole or something in the road, where he go to? He go around it.
Right.
Why don't you go in that ditch and say it's the qadr? See what I mean? He says, look, why that person just drive in a ditch and then say, and miss his car, maybe break his legs, and they say, why you do that? Qadr, akhi. I can't oppose the qadr of Allah. Can somebody, they're going to say he's crazy. Nah. And then the other ones, who they say that Allah does not know, wal-iyadu billah, the actions of the servants until the servants act upon them. You see how it is? وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That before a person does anything, Allah has no knowledge of it, until those people do it. Huh? Allah السلام والعافية. فمن أطاع وسلك سبيل الرسل الكرام فجزاؤه الجنة ومن عصى الرسل وكذبهم وخالفهم حسب على ذلك وجوزي على مقدار انحرافه إن كان كفرا فالنار خالدا مخلدا فيها وإن كان من أصحاب الكبائر يدخل تحت مشيئة الله إن شاء عفا عنه وإن شاء عذبه. Then the Sheikh, he put emphasis on this point. Shaykh Rabi' Hawatari says, so therefore whoever is obedient, follow the path of the messengers, the noble messengers, so his reward is the Jannah for his obedience and compliance with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever disobeys the messengers, belies them, opposes them, he will be rewarded according to that. Everyone according to how the deviancy that they were upon, how deviant they were from the path of the messengers. If their deviancy was kufr, disbelief, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, and they die upon that, then these people, they will dwell in the hellfire, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. But if a person die upon tawheed, but die upon major sins, then this person is upon the mashia of Allah. If Allah wish to forgive this person in Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will be forgiven and go to the Jannah. But if Allah wish to punish them, they will be punished. But the ulama, they says, no one will dwell in a hellfire who die upon tawheed. Once again, also, this is a clear refutation against the deviant groups, mainly the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila. Because the Khawarij, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they oppose these principles of Al-Sunnah, and in many ways, another one from them is this. The Khawarij, they consider any person who commit a major sin a kafir, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. If a Muslim commit a major sin, that he's a kafir with the Khawarij. And that's why they kill them and do all these things. Okay? And they says also in the hellfire, in that person, they will dwell in a hellfire forever. Okay? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. The Mu'tazila, they agreed with the Khawarij as related to what happened to the one who commit a major sin and die upon it, that he will dwell in the fire of hell in Yawm al-Qiyamah. But they disagree, they didn't follow the opinion of the Khawarij, nor the opinion of Al-Sunnah. In the dunya, they says, he's not a kafir and he's not a believer. Who is he? They said, he's between. This is the opinion and of the Mu'tazila, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله الشاهد أن الإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره لا ينافي القيام والنهوض بالشرائع. Says, نعم, look, having belief in the qadr, it's good and it's bad, that everything is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing happened without Allah's leave and will. Everything is recorded in the Allah al-Mahfuz. Okay? But this doesn't mean that the person don't act. Okay? Don't strive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له سأله بعض الناس فيما العمل اليوم أفيما جفت به الأقلام وجرت به المقادير أم الأمر مستأنف قال بل فيما جفت به الأقلام وجرت به المقادير قال ففيما العمل قال اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. In this hadith, there is agreed upon Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, the meaning of it, a man asked the Prophet, some people ask, and they say to the Prophet ﷺ, these actions that we are doing now, is it, these actions that we are doing now, is it something that already been written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and already decreed by Allah, and the pens is dry? Or this is something that just happened? Prophet ﷺ says, no, this is something that already done with, decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's with him in the book of decree. Then they say, so why would we act? If it's already done with and it's already recorded and Allah knows what we're going to do, so why we act? The Prophet ﷺ, he told them, no, you still have to act. Okay? Because everyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for those who, the path of good for the righteous people. And Allah knows. So everyone will be put in and led in the path according to their actions and according to the wish they were created for. فَأَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ يُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ. So the people of righteousness and the good doors, Allah will make it easy for them to do good actions. Keep in mind, you don't know what's written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. You don't know what's written. You see? I don't know. Those who say, Well, if it's already written, so why we pray? Why? You don't know what's written for you in there. But you are commanded to act upon this message, and now it's up to you what you want to do. You want to do be upon the path of obedience or the path of disobedience? وأهل الشقاوة كذلك ييسرون لعمل أهل الشقاوة. The rich ones and the wicked ones, the evil doers, they will be on the path. They will be on the path of evil, والعياذ بالله. وقوله اعملوا يعني اعملوا بشرائع الله. When the Prophet says no, act, strive, meaning upon the legislation of Allah, that which Allah has legislated. اعملوا بما جاءت به الرسل, اطيعوا الرسل. He says, act upon that which the messengers came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey them. Of course, this is for all the humanity, okay, for mankind. But now, all the mankind, they have no choice except to obey the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله أعطاك اختيارا وأعطاك قدرة وأعطاك عقلا تميز به بين الحق والباطل والهدى والضلال والطاعة والمعصية والله يحاسبك على ما أعطاك من هذه الآلات وهذه الأدوات التي تميزت بها عن الحيوانات والجمادات وهي مناط المسؤولية أمام الله تبارك وتعالى وعليها يترتب الجزاء سواء كان إكراما أو إهانة. Shaykh Rabi'a Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, keep in mind that Allah has given you a choice and given you the ability. Allah gave you an intellect that you use it to distinguish between the truth and falsehood. You have intellect that you use it to differentiate between guidance and misguidance, between obedience and disobedience. And Allah will hold you accountable as related to these tools that Allah has enabled you with, the aql and then the ability and the like. Allah elevates you, the human being, above the animals and the jamadat, the inanimate objects, barakallahu fiqh. And that's what makes a person responsible. Okay? The aql, the intellect. And that's why you're going to be held accountable in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And then you will find out whether you're going to be honored or humiliated by on that day. قال الشيخ قال الإمام أحمد والتصديق بالأحاديث فيه that a person should, and also from the foundations of the Sunnah that we have to be upon, yet we believe in the narrations, that they are true. We believe in the truthfulness and attest to the truthfulness of the narrations in this matter, which is the Qadr. قال من الأحاديث التي ذكرناها مثل حديث جبريل أيضا أن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Like from the narrations on the Qadr is the hadith of Jibreel, that you believe in the Qadr, it's good and it's bad. أن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. قال هذا في التقدير العام الذي مرجعه علم الله الشامل السابق مما كتبه الله في اللوح المحفوظ. And then the Shaykh Rabi'i, he mentioned some details here that when you believe in the Qadr and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed, there is a general decree, all what Allah wills to happen. Okay, and this is written with him in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Okay? وحديث بن مسعود في التقدير العمري, عمر الإنسان. And then he mentioned the hadith of ibn Mas'ud that is in the 40 hadith. إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم يكون علاقة مثل ذلك. الحديث. The hadith ibn Mas'ud, when he mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم الصادق المصدوق, he says, verily, every one of you is gathered, his creation is gathered in the belly of his mother, 40 days as a nutfa. Okay? And then another 40 days as a cloth of blood to the end of the hadith. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angel. Okay? And that angel is commanded to write four things. Okay? Rizqihi, his provision. Ajalihi, his lifespan. Amalihi, his action. Shaqi or sa'id, is he happy or not? Or miserable? Okay? هذا يسمى بالتقدير العمري. The Sheikh Rabi' says this is the decree of the lifespan of a person. Okay? It's written and it's known in the belly. This man didn't even see the earth yet. Still in the belly of his mother, subhanAllah. وهناك تقدير سنوي. And also, there is a decree related to the year. And of course, Allah does what He will, okay? Allah does what He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يسأل أحد. لهذا قال الإمام, for this reason, Imam Ahmad, he said, you don't ask why and how and this and that. Allah does what He will. لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah is not to be questioned as related to what He does, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this yearly decree is Laylat al-Qadr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. Actually in Surah Al-Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In the beginning of Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We sent this Quran down on a blessed night, the night of Qadr, in the month of Ramadan. A blessed night. Verily we are ever warning mankind. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Therein, in that night, is decreed every matter of ordainment. So is the decree that is the general decree, all what happened, and there is the decree that is related to the lifespan of a person, and there is the yearly decree, year by year. Okay? فيكتب فيها الله مقادير ما يجري على العباد من أعمال صالحة وسيئات ومصائب ومشاكل ذلك. هذا يسمى التقدير السنوي الذي يقدر الله في هذه الليلة. In that night, all what happened that year is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said all what happened, righteous deeds, evil deeds, calamities and the like. And this is called the yearly decree. ثم هناك تقدير يومي. Sheikh Rabi' said, and there is a daily decree. Every day, وهو ما يفعله العباد ويكتبوا عليهم الملائكة يوما فيوما. It is the actions of the servants that they are written by the angels every day, every day.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا ilaha illallah.
قال والإيمان بهذه النصوص لا يقال لما فعل الله كذا ولما قدر كذا ولما أمر بكذا ولما نهى عن كذا، لا يقال لما ولا كيف، إنما هو الإيمان والاستسلام والتسليم، لأن هذه التساؤلات قد تكون ناشئة عن الاعتراضات على الله تبارك وتعالى على قدره على شرعه أمره ونهيه، فما عليك إلا التسليم خاصة في باب القدر. الشيخ ربيع رحمه الله تعالى says Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, you believe in these narrations. If the narrations are sound from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you believe. Don't say why. Why Allah does this? Why Allah decreed such thing? Why Allah command us with this? Why Allah forbid such things? So do not say, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah says, don't say why. And how. And some people do this. Allah, they ask this very. They make these terrible statements. Some people they object to al-iyadu billah, the qadr of Allah. They have objections to their statements. Some even they say, "Oh Allah, just us, nobody else. We're the only one." If they are tested with something, they says. Some even they say this is not just, this is not fear. What do you mean not fear? Allah is not fear? People they make some statements, they are here. We have to be careful. If we are around people who make those statements, we correct them. Ignorant people, they don't know. If a child die or get very sick, instead to say Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us this child, Allah took it, Alhamdulillah, may Allah grant us tawfiq. Oh Allah, this is a difficult time. Grant us patience, oh Allah, to say only what is pleasing to you. No, they will say, why us? Why? That's the only child and you took it from me. A'udhu billah. People do stuff like this. So first of all, we should not say statements like this. Na'am, he said, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. It will not escape you. If it's already written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to escape you. Okay, so we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So the Shaykh, he says, we don't ask these questions. We submit. We comply with the texts. He says, because these questions may be, they may be objections against the qadr of Allah, against His legislation, against His commands and His prohibitions. فَمَا عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا التَّسْلِيمُ خَاسًا فِي بَابِ الْقَدْرِ. He says, all what is upon you is to submit and comply with what Allah has decreed, with the commands of Allah, especially in the bab of the qadr. لَا تَقُلْ لِمَا ولا فما عرفت منه فاحمد الله وما لم تعرف فما عليك إلا التسليم. If you know certain things and you comprehend, alhamdulillah, thank Allah and praise Allah for giving you the ability to understand. Certain things you don't understand, but the text is clear. The only way upon you is to submit and to believe. هذا الواجب على المسلم وهذا مقتضى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أنك مستسلم لله فيما يأمر به وينهى عنه ويشرعه وفيما يقدر عليك من خير وشر. This is what is incumbent upon the Muslim to do. This is the correct approach. And this is what actually the true meaning consists, the meaning of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What does it mean when you say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That you are submitting willingly to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which He commands and that which He prohibited. And you comply with whatever Allah legislates. And whatever Allah decrees upon you, good or bad. Not when good things come in your way, oh alhamdulillah. And you're happy when Allah tests you with something, now you go against the qadar of Allah. La, say alhamdulillah. And be patient. And saying the statements, it's not going to change anything. But as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, it will first, that's one thing. One thing is, it's not going to change anything. Like for example, you come out right now and you find your car is gone, for example. You park your car in front of your house, and you get up one day for Fajr, you want to come, and then you don't find your car. What do you do? What people usually do? Huh? They lose it. I start, I don't know what, and get mad, and this. But the believer, what he say? Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. This is the creed. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's it. And you're happy. And you go about your business. That's it. That's the end of it. People sit there and don't go to work, and he's mad, his wife, what's going on? Don't talk to me, go back in the house, I'm in a bad mood. This, all this, nah. And that stuff is not going to bring the car back, right or wrong. And number two, is it make a person lose the reward for patience. And number three, falling into sin, wal'iyadu billah, and a lot of bad things. But you say, alhamdulillah. And you never know what may could happen to you that morning if you were in that car. Right. Some people, they get so mad. We heard stories sometimes, people, they miss the bus. And they're so mad. And this, because the bus didn't stop for them, they find out that the same bus crashed from some river or something. Now they're like, oh man, it was good for me. I didn't ride on that bus. No, it was not good for you because you didn't accept it. No. And it happened in the news. I don't know if you heard it. There was some Muslims. They were trying to catch a flight. I heard it in the news a couple years ago from Brazil to France. Being a Muslim for whatever reason, Allahu A'lam, they kept them for more security in the airport. Until they missed their flight. And they were mad. You caused us to miss our flight and this and that. But that flight crashes in the water. Now they're like, alhamdulillah. See? There was a good for them that they were held. You see? But who knows if it was good for them or not? Allahu A'lam. We don't know what's good. Allah knows. Alhamdulillah. But the most important thing is that a person, we're learning these principles. If something happened, don't say why. Why me? Why not? Okay, see, here's the other question. Why not? You're only a servant of Allah, man. You're Allah's servant. But when a person come to him and from like, I don't know, 500 people apply for this nice position, and he's picked, does he say why me? No word said. Okay? But if they said, okay, well, you're not... why me? Alhamdulillah, man. They're not the one that give. Okay? Aynan. ثم قال التسليم للحديث والإيمان به. A very small paragraph. We can finish it before the إقامة. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله ومن لم يعرف تفسير الحديث ويبلغه عقله فقد كفي ذلك وأحكم له فعليه الإيمان به والتسليم له مثل حديث الصادق المصدوق ومثل ما كان مثله في القدر ومثل أحاديث الرؤية وإن نأت عن الأسماع واستوحش منها المستمع وإنما عليه الإيمان بها وأن لا يرد منها حرفا واحدا وغيرها من الأحاديث المأثورات عن الثقات. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى says, and whoever does not know the explanation of a hadith and whose intellect does not have the capacity to make him understand it, then that would be sufficient, i.e. to just merely affirm the ahadith and have faith in them, since everything from the religion has been perfected for him, and it is necessary for him to have faith in it and to submit to it. such as the hadith of the truthful, hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, we just mentioned earlier, about the creation, the gathering of the creation of a person in the belly of his mother, and whatever is similar to it in the matter of Al-Qadr. In the matter of Al-Qadr, and also like the ahadith regarding the ru'ya, the believer's seeing of Allah in the hereafter. All of them, even if they disagree with the people's hearing, and even if the one who is listening to them feels repelled by and is averse to them. Certainly, it is obligatory upon him to have faith in them and not to reject a single word from them, nor from other such ahadith which have been reported by reliable, trustworthy narrators. Now, Shaykh Rabi'a wa ta'ala, he says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah doesn't burden a scope beyond its a person beyond his scope. You know certain things, you don't know others. So what is the problem? It's okay. بعض النصوص قد لا تفهمها. نعم. ما هي الحكمة والغاية وما السر من ورائها. نعم. Some text you may not understand. You may not know what is the wisdom behind them. What is the purpose and the like? You don't. But it's a sound text. فَعَلَيْكَ الْإِيمَانُ وَالتَّصْدِيقِ. Because this is a refutation against some deviant groups, like the Mu'tazila, for instance, because they use their intellect before the text. The text is clear in Bukhari, in Muslim. If it doesn't make sense to their wicked intellect, they reject it. They don't act upon it. So it doesn't make sense to them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He says, but the believer, he accepts the narrations, believed that they are true. لِأَنَّ هَذَا مُقْتَدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمُقْتَدَ التَّصْدِيقِ. Because that's the iman. If you say you believe in Allah, you're going to believe in what Allah legislates. You believe in Allah, you believe in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمنت بالغيب آمنت بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه حق والقرآن حق وما جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق وأنه لا ينطق عن الهوى فما عرفت فاحمد الله وما لم تعرفه فكله إلى عالمه وقد كفى. So you say you're a believer. Okay, you believed in Allah. نعم. You believe in the غيب, the unseen. You believe in the Jannah. You never seen the Jannah, but you believed in it. You believe in the hellfire. You believe in the angels. Okay, you believe in the Sirat. These are issues of the unseen. You believe in the names and attributes of Allah. You believe that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a true messenger. That the Quran is true, is haq. And that was the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم brought from Allah is the truth. And you know that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم does not speak out of his desires. So what is the problem? Whenever a text comes to you from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, then if you understand the text, alhamdulillah, praise Allah for giving you the ability to understand. But as for those things that you don't understand, then leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So this is very important for us. We don't put our intellect before the text. Of course, remember in the previous class, the Shaykh Iman said, yes, you believe in the text first, and then you can use your intellect to understand it. By sitting with the alim, who Allah given him a better understanding, and using intellect to observe. But what is bad is that the people, they use their intellect to reject the narrations. It means they use their intellect. That before they believe in a text, they like, let me see if it makes sense to me. If it doesn't make sense to him, he rejects the hadith, wa'iyadu billah. Now, if the hadith is sound, we believe in the hadith. Okay? And then, yes, you can use your intellect to understand the hadith, but not by yourself. You sit with the ulama, you read the statement of the ulama, and you ponder upon it. If it is clear, clear. If it's not, ask questions, repeat, read it again, listen to it 100 times. Why not? Inshallah ta'ala, هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.